Welcome to today's podcast, brought to you by the Open Mapping Hub, Eastern and Southern Africa. Today, we will be chatting with Bridget Kinzabu, a woman who wears many hats. She's a co-founder of Amara Hub and an alumna of Andela Women in Tech Program, and a mentee alumna of the Sherry Blair Foundation. Bridget is also a member of the Ananke Women Empower Program. When she's not busy empowering women and making an impact in her community, Bridget likes to travel and dance. Welcome, Bridget. Tell us a little more about Amara Hub and why it was founded.
Thank you, Elaine. I'm happy to be here. So Amara Hub is a non-profit organization providing access to skills and resources for underserved communities and local leaders in Northern Uganda to learn, connect, and grow. We founded Amara Hub to address the digital literacy gap in the community. We wanted every member of the community to be able to participate in the various opportunities that exist, especially online. If you're not equipped with the knowledge to be able to use digital tools, you're likely to be left behind. So that is one of our objectives as Amara Hub.
Great. Amara Hub is currently implementing a project under the Open Mapping Grants Program. Could you share more details about the project, specifically in relation to how it aligns with HOT's impact area of public health?
Yes, our project is under public health, and it's called Mapping Contraceptive Access Points in Lira, Gulu, and Arua cities in Northern Uganda. Why we came up with Mapping Contraceptive Access Points, it's because we realized several Ministry of Health reports have shown that there is a low percentage of women that access contraceptives in this region. So we wanted to contribute to this challenge, and we knew that mapping out the contraceptive access points will be able to guide the decision makers, the health department, to be able to understand the areas that they are serving and how best to serve them in order to cater into that gap of the women who are not accessing contraceptives.
Interesting. What are some of the unique challenges that young women in Uganda encounter when accessing contraceptives?
Yeah, so now when we talk about challenges, honestly, there are many challenges why a young woman may not be able to access contraceptives. One of them is lack of awareness of existing contraceptives and even not knowing where to find these contraceptives. So you'll be surprised that you'll find that there is a young woman out there who does not want to conceive, but actually doesn't know that they are contraceptives. But they also don't know where to find them. So that is one of the challenges faced by the young woman. Another one is long distance. Fine, there are contraceptive access points that have been created in several areas within the place, but someone may be too far away to reach this access point. So it becomes an obstacle. Then we have things like culture and religious beliefs. I mean, this is Uganda. We have people who probably don't believe in contraceptive use. If a young woman is from such a society, they are probably not going to access this. We also have things that come up like fear of side effects. Some women who have heard about the contraceptives are again worried, what could this contraceptive do to my body? So there's fear. And then there's also lack of spouse support, which is the male involvement. If I'm a woman, if my spouse, my partner is not supporting me to go on contraceptives, I'm probably going to decline the use of contraceptives. Yeah, that is it.
How then can we leverage open data sets such as OSM to ensure that young women in the continent have access to reliable information on contraceptive options, as well as the necessary resources and support to make informed decisions?
Yeah, so the open source data, like the mapping that we're doing, I think it's a very important platform and tool. And if our leaders are trained and are able to understand how to utilize this mapping resource, it will be so much of help. I believe the ability to support access to contraceptives in a region should be done in a multi approach where it combines efforts from all sides, from education, youth-friendly services, policy change, and then technology. all those coming together can bring a good change and an improvement in access to contraceptives. However, concentrating on what we are doing, the mapping, how the mapping is helping is that with the maps, these leaders are able to identify areas with high unmet need. This map also can help them in terms of planning outreaches. Using these maps, they can be able to see which outreach points to go to, which outreach points to create, and which ones will benefit the community, especially the community that is far away from the access points. So these maps created by Amara Hub will provide valuable information about the geographical distribution of healthcare resources and the populations at large. And we believe with this approach, we shall be able to contribute to improvement of health outcomes for young women in Africa.
Excellent. What led to the selection of the three specific cities? And could you share some insights into the potential benefits that the project outcomes might bring to these cities?
Yes, so the reason we concentrated on Gulu, Arua, and Lira, it's because they were newly created cities and we wanted to contribute to the planning of the city. We knew that reproductive health services is an important aspect of a city, and being able to do this project would help in their planning and distribution of resources. Another thing I would like to mention from Amara Hub's efforts of mapping the three cities is that we've had additional benefits and outcomes, like we've been able to equip 31 community health workers with mapping skills, and most half of that number has been women, and most of them have learned how to go about the mapping. And this has been an advantage because it contributes to our higher goal, which is digital skills. We've also been able to support Lira University students interested in mapping to be part of the Youth Mappers chapter. This was a chapter that was not existent there, but now as Lira University, we now have a Youth Mappers chapter. So those have been the additional benefits. Yeah, and I think it would be nice for people to understand the benefits of contraceptives, being able to have a community that has easy access to contraceptives, especially for our young women. And even as we discuss such conversations during the month of March, which is a women's month, being able to access contraceptives avoids consequences like unsafe abortions that lead to death, unwanted pregnancies, school dropouts because of like teenage pregnancies. We have things like poverty cycles because of unmanageable number of children, early marriages. I mean, these are all consequences that sadden our hearts each time we hear them in communities. And that's why I call out on all other organizations out there, if you have a way to contribute to the contraceptive access within your community, please do so, just like we've done with the mapping through the support of HOT.
Thank you. Do you have any additional information you'd like to share with our listeners?
Sure, yes. Thank you for hosting Amara Hub once again. Amara Hub plans to release a story map at the end of this project, so the audience can look out for that. We also have a website, amarahub.org. Please check out our website and please follow us on Twitter at Amara Impact. Thank you, Elaine, and I look forward to more conversations with you.
Thank you, Bridget. It's been great hosting you. You have been listening to the Open Mapping Hub, Eastern and Southern Africa podcast. We hope you found today's discussion with one of our partners in the Open Mapping Grants Program enlightening and enjoyable. Keep an ear out for next month's episode, where we'll be delving into more fascinating topics. Thank you for listening, and until next time, farewell.